Welcome to Christians Community Center of Los Angeles, the church for truth seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about Christians Community Center of Los Angeles Ministries and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at www.ccla.org. We also want you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show thyself approved unto Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom. He is great. None like him. Tell your neighbor he's awesome. He is incredible. The Holy Spirit has really just been leading in a powerful way. Amen. In regards of what he is speaking to his church during this season. We've been talking a lot in Bible study. We've been talking a lot about even here, the kingdom state of mind. We're moving forward in a subject that I don't know how long it's going to last, but it's something that he has really been dealing with me on, and it's talking about simply the walk. And if you turn to Genesis, the 5th chapter, first of all, I just got to acknowledge the language that this Bible is written in, that you are holding in your hands. If you need one, raise your hand. The Hebrew language is so rich. It is so descriptive. It is so deep. You have no idea some of the depths that that language brings out in the word. And what we're saying in that is that every time I go to it, or I look up a word, or I look up a definition or what something means, when you look up that word in the Hebrew, it's like this. Anybody have a TV that was not flat with the big tube TV? You guys remember those? So you guys are so used to that flat screen now, plasma, HD. When I grew up, there was only BW. You didn't have that, you know, you saw the picture, but now, I mean, you got one of these new TVs, you actually see the pimples and the pores, you see? You see everything. You see all of the what? The things, all of the detail. And you see that, and it's like, now that we are in the Hebrew language and we're getting these definitions and we're getting these meanings, it's like HD. I mean, it's 3D, actually. You know, I mean, it just pops out at you. And so it's like, once you had 3D, you can't go back to, you know, tube TV. You gotta keep that definition. And that's what I'm seeing in this walk that we're doing. Yahweh's just revealing so much by his word. And it's funny how a real world situation will kind of get you thinking about it. My nephew is walking now. Oh, wait. I'm talking about the baby Q. Okay. That was coming. That one is coming too, though. Let's give y'all a praise for that, because that's coming. But, you know, we got these little babies and they start, you know, just walking. Now my daughter,
she didn't want to have nothing to do with crawling. If she couldn't get on her two legs, and she was like, I ain't getting there. And so she went from laying down to walking. But we look at it as being a milestone, right? We look at the walk as being where everybody's like, oh my goodness, he's walking, right? And I'm the same way. I'm just like, oh my God, she's walking now. He's walking now. But then comes a whole new set of concerns. Where are they walking to? What are they going to get into? Right? So I'm glad that they're walking, but where are they going? Are they just, you know, going wherever they want to go? Are they being watched? Are they being led? Are they following? So what kind of walk is it? Tell your neighbor, what kind of walk is it? So that's what I'm concerned about. And so those are the things that Yahweh answered to us, because we gotta walk. But how is your walk gonna be? What is it your walk gonna demonstrate? Is it gonna look like you walking where you wanna walk, doing what you wanna do? Are you following? Are you being led or directed? What kind of walk is it? And so that's what he was impressing on my spirit. And guess what? Everybody has a walk. And it surprises me how many people are up in your walk when they got their own walk to worry about. You got your walk. Tell your neighbor, you got your walk. And I got my walk, right? And really, bottom line is you need to handle your walk, because you got some stuff that you got to walk out, right? But also, when people see your walk, it affects their walk. So he's telling the church, in this date and this time, you're not going to know people except you see what the walk is. What is the walk? And the walk will determine what's going on. And so if we go to Genesis, if you are Hebrew scholars, Bereshit, the fifth chapter, and we're going to hit some scriptures this morning, just to show you how rich this language is. I'm so thankful that Yahweh chose the Hebrew culture and the Hebrew tradition and the Hebrew language to describe what he needs us to do, because it is so descriptive, as we're going to find out a little today. But we've known it all along, right? Just like the name Yeshua. You know, when you hear the name Yeshua and knows what the meaning is, Yeshua HaMashiach, it's not Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ only came in 1611. What were they saying before changing the name to Jesus Christ in 1611? Well, we find it here calling him Yeshua HaMashiach. And when we look up the meaning of that name, it means he will save, he will deliver. So his name means what he what? Did. And we know that. It showed, it revealed his character. It revealed what he does, what he came to do, what he did, and what he's doing right now. Because he's still saving. And he's still delivering. Anybody know that he's still saving? And he's still what? Delivering. Because you're sitting here right now. So when we go to Genesis 5:22, it says, and Enoch walked with Yahweh after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters, and all the days of Enoch were 365 years, and Enoch walked with Yahweh, and he was not. For Yahweh, he walked with Yahweh? And how long had he lived?
365 years.
It's interesting. 365 years he walked. There's 365 days in the year. And can you imagine being here for 365 years? But if you want to sum up, which is what the scripture is kind of doing, the relationship that Yahweh had with Enoch, it said, and you're summing up that 365 years, it said, Enoch walked with Yahweh. What does that mean? Enoch walked with Yahweh. Well, when we go into the Hebrew, walked, the Hebrew word is halak. H-A-L-A-K. And halak means to behave. It means to follow. Halak means to live. And it means your manner of life. So if Enoch's 365 years was summarized in his walk, how can we describe your life today? Can you say that you are walking with Yahweh? Or are you walking away from Yahweh? Because whatever you do is still a walk. Follow me. Whether you choose to follow him or not, you're walking somewhere. Because you're not staying in the same place every day. You are making what? Decisions. You're thinking about stuff. You're considering stuff. So what does your walk reflect? Are you walking with him? Or are you walking with someone else? What can Yahweh say about your walk? Can he say, yes, Phil is walking with me? Or is he saying, I don't know where Phil is. I don't know where he's going. So evidently there's an emphasis put on walk. And what do we know about Enoch? Yahweh what? Took him. Why'd he take him? Because he was too good. Right? His walk was so good that he what? He walked on up with. He was like, are you so good that I just got to take you? I got to take you with me. Well, what can he say? What can you say about your walk? Are you walking a walk? Are you making decisions on a daily basis? Are you doing things that are going to reflect what his will is for your life? Or are you just doing your own thing? Well, let's go to the sixth chapter. So we see an Enoch walk. And by the time I got, we're just going to open this up a little bit. Genesis, the sixth chapter. You got the sixth chapter? If you got it, say, I got it. Ninth verse. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with Yahweh. So who's walking? We just saw Enoch walk. Now we're seeing what? Noah's walk. And what is Yahweh saying? He was a just man. And he was what? Perfect in his generations. And Noah what? Walked with Yahweh. So in these two notations, it sounds like the walk that they're walking is pleasing to Yahweh. Right? Because we got to break down, what is this walk? What are we doing? And we found out that, again, halak means what? To behave. Right? To follow. To live. And it is your what? Manner of life. Again, how are you walking? So we get a glimpse of Enoch's walk. We get a glimpse of Noah's walk. Go to the 17th chapter of Genesis. 17. Bereshit. Genesis 17. And we're going to look at the first verse. If you got it, say, I got it. And when Abraham was 90 years old and nine, Yahweh appeared. Wait, hold up for a second. 365. Now we got what? 99. And they walking with Yahweh. What is that telling you? If you want to walk a long time, you gotta get with Yahweh. You want to have an extended walk. Because some people is only walking for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, walking 99 years. My grandmother, 108. So I know that's some good walking. So when we go to 17, when he was what? 99. Yahweh appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty Yahweh, walk before me and be thou what? So what do we say here? We're saying that I need you to walk before me, but not that I need you to be, because we think perfect means pristine, imperfections, that's what we strive for. But in the Hebrew language, perfect means mature. So he says what? Walk before me and what? Be grown up. Be mature. Grow with me. Walk with me. What? Follow me. And so we're looking at three men here who have demonstrated how they walked. Right? We got Enoch and Abraham and Noah. And we're looking at these men, and they were just ordinary men. They were just ordinary dudes. But because of their walk, their ordinary became extraordinary. Just because of the what? The halak. The halak showed how they lived. The halak showed how they what? Followed. The halak showed what? Their manner of life. The halak showed how they behaved. So think about it. What has your walk been reflecting and demonstrating? Is your walk something that I could look and no matter what you did, if a PI, a private investigator, were to follow you around on a daily basis, Tell your neighbor, daily. What if somebody was following you? Guess what I found out? You are being followed. Because Yahweh knows. See, so people was getting like, Pastor Tom, you've been following me? No. I've been following you, but what? Yahweh knows what your what? Walk is. Because he knows whether you're walking with him or you ain't. So are you demonstrating what? His walk, right? And so if we look here, it's an everyday walk. Are you mindful that this is an everyday walk? You can't walk on Sunday with Yahweh and then decide tomorrow you're going to walk with somebody else. And then I'll be back on Wednesday, Yahweh. I'll walk with you on Wednesday. Right. like our attitude, because we jump in and out of walks. Well, Friday is a day that, you know, they turn up, right? Somebody said no, amen. But some do. But is your walk reflecting? So go here. Go to Deuteronomy, the fifth chapter. So what kind of walk is this? How are we doing this? And the walk is important because the Hebrew language put a lot of emphasis on what that walk looked like. A lot of it. How were they walking out this walk? And so if you got Deuteronomy. All right. Now we're going to go to the fifth chapter. So a lot of times the question is, how do we do this walk successfully? Well, you got to be spiritual, and we're finding that out in Bible study. You got to be led by the Holy Spirit, because he's a teacher and he's a leader and a guider and a director. And so this walk has to be done a certain way. And when we go to Deuteronomy, the fifth chapter, the 33rd verse, if you got it, say, I got it. It says, you shall walk in all the ways which Yahweh, your Elohim, has. So stop. So if you had a question as to how can I do this walk, how can I approach this walk, well, one of the first things he says is, you're going to walk, you shall walk, right? In what?
All the way.
Oh. And what I'm finding out in the church world is that they want to walk out a little bit. They want to walk out what they want to walk out. We got a lot of cherry picking of the walk going on. Well, I want to walk like, I'll walk like this and I'll walk like that, but those instructors don't know how to walk. I don't want to do that. Well, you got to walk in all. Say all. What is left out of all? Nothing. So that means in everything I do, I'm what? Conscious of my walk. Say, tell yourself, I have to be conscious of my walk. And so it says, you shall walk in all the ways which Yahweh, your Elohim, has what? Commanded you. Why? Why do I have to do this? It says that you may live and that it may be well with you, that you might prolong your days in the land which you what? Shall possess. So there's a lot of stuff here. First of all, I got to do this in the way that he's commanded, number one, that I might what? Live. Who has a life? Who's living a good life? And you're living a good life because of what? Because you living a good life because of his grace. Y'all got some blessings that happened to you because of him. You think it's because of you? You so cute, you look good. You so strong, you so smart. It ain't because of none of that stuff. Only by the grace of Yahweh are you able to receive from him because of the walk that you have been what? Demonstrating. So you've been walking. So I'm walking right because I want to live. Next, you might be living, but how you living? He says that it may be what? Well with you. Are you living in good health? Are you living with peace of mind? Or are you living stressed out? Are you living in sickness? Right? Well, he's saying, if you want it to be well with you, say, if I want it to be well with me, then I got to walk in all his ways. All his ways. So question is, if you're not walking in wellness and you don't have a quality of life, look at your walk. Look at the walk. Watch the what? The walk. And so it says that it may be well with you and that you may what? Prolong your days. I don't know about you, but I want to have as much time here as I possibly can. Who wants to prolong this? Amen. And he'll what? Give it to you. But he'll give you prolonged life and health and quality of life. But you got to do something. You have to what? Walk in what? Oh, now he made it specific. Because a lot of us are walking in our ways. But he said, I don't want you to walk in your way. Tell your neighbor, don't walk your way. Walk his way. Right? And so we're looking, it's important because we're looking at Enoch's walk. We're looking at Noah's walk. We're looking at Abraham's walk. And it looks like that Yahweh was pleased to a certain degree with what they walk. So that tells me if I want to please Yahweh, then I got to walk a certain way. And he tells me, you shall walk in all the ways which Yahweh your Elohim have what? Commanded you. So are you mindful of that? That you may live, that you may thrive, that it may be well with you and you'll prolong it. So let's go to the 10th chapter in Deuteronomy. How do we walk this? And that's what we're going to be talking about. The walk is crucial to the believer. The decisions that we make on a daily basis are what? Crucial. Every day I'm faced with a situation or circumstances that I need to make a decision. But I need to make a right standing or a righteous decision. I need to be conscious of also who's watching my walk. Am I going to do something that's going to hurt the person who is what? Watching me, right? I can't tell you how many believers have given away their testimony and so many other believers have been hurt because they're looking and they're following you. You know, baby believers are looking to you more veteran, seasoned, or as the word says, perfect or mature believers, right? Because they're saying, hey, if they're walking a certain way, then what? I got to. What do kids say when you tell them not to do something? Don't do that. But Johnny doing it. And sometimes they say, but you do it. Mommy, okay, you answer the phone. Oh, it's a bill collector. Tell them I'm not home. But you told us not to lie. So why you what? Why you lying? Don't you know that you working some stuff in your kids right now by the double standard? So what do you say? Don't do as I do. Do what I say. It don't work like that. It does not work that way. Not only do you have to say what you do, but you have to demonstrate it. And how do you demonstrate it? You walk in it. If you tell me that I could be free from drugs and alcohol, then I need to see what? You walk and be free from what? Drugs and alcohol. And when I see that you're free from drugs and alcohol, then I say, hey, well, if he's free from drugs and alcohol and he's serving that guy, I know that if I serve him, that I can walk free from drugs and alcohol too. Hallelujah. But if you're supposed to be a minister and you still own drugs and alcohol, then what's going to happen to those that are looking at your walk? They're going to say, that walk ain't real. And they're basing their walk on what? On your walk. So guess what? If we really are serving Yahweh and we walk in all our ways, we can make it. We can do it. We can overcome. We can stand. Tell your neighbor, we can make it. We can do this. We can do this. And so it says in the next chapter of Deuteronomy, I told you to go to 10. And Deuteronomy 10, 12 says what? And now Israel, what doth Yahweh thy Elohim require of thee? Tell yourself, what is he requiring of me? Because as you sit there, he's blessing you. But what is he requiring of you? How can I keep this stream going, right? And it says, but to reverence, not fear. Hebrew, this means what? Reverence, respect, serve. Hallelujah. What? Yahweh, thy Elohim. And to what? Walk in what? All his ways. And to what? Love him. And to what? Serve him with what? All your heart and with all that soul. And what do we find out about heart? Means the Greek word cardia, and that means mind. So that means that I've got to what? Number one, serve him, fear him, reverence him. Number two, what? Walk in what? All his ways. Number three, what? Love him. Number four, what? Serve him with what? All my heart, mind, and with all my what? Soul. And if we do that, something is what? Going to take place in our lives. Go to Yehoshua or Joshua, the 22nd chapter. Excuse me for going fast, but we got to get this in with the amount of time we got. And if I go to Joshua, the 22nd chapter, the 5th verse, you got it? Okay, so it says what? But take diligent heed to the commandments and the law, which, or the word, the Torah, which Moshe, the servant of Yahweh, charged you. And he said to love Yahweh, your Elohim, and to what? Walk in all his ways, keep his commandments, and we added one, to cleave unto him and to serve him with what? And so we find out that cleave means don't let him out of your sight. Cleave means stick to. Cleave means you watching, you on it, right? And so what does that mean? How do we cleave unto Yahweh? We follow his spirit and by his what? Word. And so the Hebrew word for walk is what? Halak. Well, guess what? There is another Hebrew word that is similar to that. And it's halakya. Halakha. And halakha is A-H. H-A-L-A-K-A-H. You're adding an A-H on it. And that means the rabbinical or the Jewish law. But it doesn't mean that that word is legalistic. It doesn't mean that you're following just because you have to. The meaning of halakha means you're following because you want to. You're following because you're trying to maintain a relationship with the God that you say brought you out of the current situation and brought you into a great situation. You're trying to maintain a relationship with the God that delivered you from drugs or alcohol. You're trying to maintain a relationship with the God that healed you. You're trying to maintain a relationship with the God that continually blesses you on a day-to-day basis, a God that speaks with you, a God that knows the hair on your head, a God that knows everything you need before you even know you need it. The God that provides for you constantly, that gives you the job, that gives you favor, that gives you a roof over your head. Right? And so what are we doing? We're not following the word because
we have to. We're following His word because we want to. We're following Him because we want a walk. And it always used to resonate with me when the sisters and the brothers would get up in church service and say, pray for my walk with the Lord. Pray for my closer walk with the Lord. They remember that? Pray for a closer walk. Pray for a closer walk. Pray for a closer walk. Well, you know what? You don't have to necessarily pray for a closer walk. Just follow Him in all His ways and listen to Him and be obedient, and you're going to automatically have a closer walk. You're going to the walk is automatically what? Because what? You're listening to Him on a daily basis. You know what? I'm constantly listening all day long. What shall I do? Should I go left or should I go right? Should I take the 91 or should I take the 405? Should I take the 105? And every time I don't listen to Him, I end up in some bad situation. I end up in what? Traffic jam. Right? So I'm acknowledging Him what? You acknowledge Him just because of traffic? Yes! There's some kingdom business that I could be doing, but I'm suckier in traffic. So therefore, I need to listen to Him and know the right way to go. Why? Well, why are you going to listen to Him in traffic? Because He said, in all of my ways. He told me, get a black car. But I wanted a red one. He said, get a black car. And guess what? There's people with red and orange cars, and they're getting tickets left and right. Why? Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say something about Joe? All right. I wasn't talking about you. But your car is bright orange, right? Okay. He told you to get bright orange. Apostle said he didn't tell you. He told you to get a black one. But even the color of a car makes a difference. You can be delivered from tickets. Anybody else got a bright orange car? You do. Uh-huh. Do you need deliverance? Yes, you do. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. In everything, tell your neighbor, in all my ways, in all your ways. Okay? And I got to wrap this up real quick, but I got to tell you this. I got to tell you this because this is extremely important. In a rabbinical law, teaching, they would always start the kids out from the age of 5 years old. They would start them out in a teaching sect that was called Beit Sefer, Beit Sefer. And Beit, and then the next word was Sefer, Beit Sefer, Sefer. And from 5 years old, they would have the kids come and they would teach them the Torah. And what is the Torah? The first five books of the Old Testament, right? And so not that they had to learn of it, but they had to memorize the whole five books. They had to recite it from the very beginning all the way to the fifth book. Memorization. And we have problems just memorizing what the first five books are. But they had to memorize the whole content, every word, right? 5 years old. And if they could not do it or do it well enough, then they would tell them, you need to go and pursue your family's business. So if your family is building ships, you can't do this. Go on and build ships with your family. If your family is fishing, go on and fish, because you're not good enough to memorize these what? Five books of the what? Of the Torah. So that's cold-blooded. So there was people being turned away, right? Because of what? They weren't what? They were labeled as not being what? Smart enough or strong enough. So then the next level was the Beit Talmud, Beit Talmud. Talmud. And if you were able to move to the next level, so hey, check this out. You memorize all five books, right?
So then you were able to go to the Talmud. And that program lasted for another 9 years, so until you were like 14 or 15 years old. And if you did that, you would know the whole Old Testament. You would know all the content. You'd have everything memorized. Can you imagine memorizing the whole Old Testament? Can you imagine? Can you do that? No. Well, you can do all things through Yeshua to strengthen you if you put your mind to it. Right? But then what happened? They weeded out some more of the folks because they weren't able to do the program. So if they made it to the second level and they couldn't do it or complete it, then what did they have to do? Go on, go fishing. Go on. Go on and build ships. Go on. So then the next level was called the Beit Midrash, M-I-D-R-A-S-H. And if you made it through the first two, then the next one was, if you could make it through those two levels, then you would be able to follow the rabbi. And it wasn't about knowing everything the rabbi knew. It was about being like the rabbi. You emulate him. And how do you emulate him? And follow, you do it by talking, following him and looking at his every move, everything that he did. And if you could follow the rabbi, you were known as disciples of the rabbi. And the reason why you were known as disciples of the rabbi, because if you're following behind the rabbi was always kicking up dust. And every time he would kick up dust, the students that were behind him would what? Be covered in dust. And so they would know the true students of the rabbi because the true students would have dust all over them. And it was a compliment. And it was a saying that they say. And the saying was, may the dust of the rabbi be all over you. How would you know if they were following the rabbi? Because the rabbi's dust would be what? All over him. And it's a good thing. You could know who the ones that were following because they were the dusty ones. Well, is the dust of the rabbi on you? Is Yeshua's residue being reflected on you? But the beauty of it was that when Yeshua came on the scene and he got Andrew and Yohanan and all of them, what? He said, follow me and I will make you what? Fishers of men. But guess what? They were older dudes that was out there fishing. So what does that tell you? The world had told them that they weren't good enough. But Yeshua said, I see something in you that I can use for my kingdom. Even though you've been turned away by others, if you follow me, I'll make you from ordinary to extraordinary. And that's what he did with you. He found something in you. He saw something that said, you know what? If you just follow me, I'm going to bless you beyond measure. I'm going to provide for you. I'm going to show you some stuff. I'm going to use you in a mighty way in my kingdom. And because some of y'all, the world did some stuff to you, the world rejected y'all, the world tossed y'all aside, the world talked about y'all, the world said that you wasn't nothing, the world said that you wasn't going to amount to nothing, that you wasn't going to be nothing, but in the name of Yeshua, he saw and saved you and raised you up. Hallelujah. So a God, a Savior, that did that for you is worthy to be served, is worthy to be followed, is worthy to be obeyed because of who he what? Is. So the beauty of it is that we're following him. We're walking behind him. We're being led by him. So I submit to the church, let the dust of the rabbi be all over you. Anybody dusty this morning? Anybody following this morning? Anybody being led by him this morning? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yay. Thank you. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for raising us. Hey. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Father Yahweh, right now in the mighty name of Yeshua, we acknowledge who you are. We acknowledge your word. It is a lamp unto our feet. It is a light unto our pathway. We are following you. Our desire is to be better. So shape us, make us, mold us, minister to us the importance of walking with you, not following what our mind wants to do and all of the other things that are out there in the world, but focusing on you, your way, your will in our lives. We give you glory and honor and praise. In Yeshua's mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you bow your head for just a moment, I have to acknowledge this opportunity for those who say, I want that type of relationship. I want that. I've been doing it my way, and I know that there's something greater. I know that there's something better. You say, I want to follow, not because I have to, but because I want to. I want a closer walk. And you say, I desire that. If you want that this morning, we can pray for you. We can pray for you. Everybody's head is bowed. You say, Pastor Tom, I want that relationship. If you want it today, it can start. Just raise your hand and we'll pray for you for that relationship. That's one. I want that relationship. I want it. I know that there's something better. And we've lived that life. We've lived it. And we know that he has made a difference. Hallelujah. Another call for that person who says, hey, I was walking. I was being led. I was in his presence, but I drifted away. I kind of got on another path. But I know he's calling me. I know he's drawing me. If that's you this morning, we call that restoration, for you to be stored right back to your rightful place. If you want us to pray for restoration this morning, raise your hand and we'll pray for you. I want to be restored back. That's two. I want to be restored back. Hallelujah. This is the day. This is the opportunity. He can heal that. Now, everybody's head is bowed, but you got to make that declaration this morning. And so if you raise your hand for any of those reasons, come up with me right now and we'll pray. Come up here with me and we're going to get it right. We're going to get everything that we need today. We're not thinking about nothing else, but